Blog Talk Radio.
See in this conference, your host has joined.
You know that he's leading me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and know that he's within me. For he has healed and made me whole. Crown me with love and kindness. He embraced me with his goodness. Renew my youth like an yes, I bless you at all times.
bless your name. Lift up your hands and worship him. Has it been so good to you? Lift up your hands, Lord. You're my supplier, my healer. Father, oh, I bless your name. You've shielded me from trouble when the enemy came against me. You lifted me up and you hid me beneath your wing. Lift up your hands and worship him. The Lord, I bless your name. And Lord, I bless you at all times. And I forget not all you've done for me. And yes, I bless you at all times. I bless your name. Your name. Oh Lord, I bless you in the morning, in the evening, in the noontime. I forget, never forget, never forget what you've done for me. Tell somebody God is wonderful.
Thank you. Love you, Lord. just take some time and just love him. Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit. Do you love the Lord? From the depths of our hearts we worship. From the depths of my heart,
from the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done.
Thank you.
grave hid us somewhere.
For the power of the Lord.
healing, your deliverance, oh God. Everyone, say it. Lift up your hands to Him.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our lives. Take preeminence in our lives, Holy Spirit. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take preeminence and have your way in this service. In the name of Jesus. Father, we surrender completely and totally to the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. We want the Holy Spirit to show us paths to take and paths not to take in the name of Jesus. So we surrender our lives to you, Almighty God. We rededicate our lives to you, Almighty God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, we rededicate our lives to you, Spirit of the living God. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We rededicate our lives to you, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our families. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in our atmosphere. Lord, blow your breath in our atmosphere, O Almighty God. Almighty God, release your breath upon us, O God. We need divine CPR, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Release your breath in us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon us, Almighty God. Breathe upon us, O God. Breathe in our environment. Breathe in our lives, in the name of Jesus, breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives to you. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us, O God, of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for mercy. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon my children, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy upon Mandeka, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy for Tina. Mercy for Mandeka, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, for Al. Mercy for CJ. Mercy for Kamari, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy upon Makari. Have mercy upon Shalanda, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon Donovan. Have mercy upon Mimi. Lord, we pray for mercy. Mercy upon Crystal and her sons, O God. Mercy upon Christian Michael. Mercy upon Joshua. Mercy upon Zechariah, O God. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon Apostle Paul. You have mercy upon each and every one of us here this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. Let the blood can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood of Jesus see better things than the blood of Abel, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength. The blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father, our homes in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our cars, transportation in the blood of Jesus, our jobs in the blood of Jesus, O God. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, their buses, in the school buses, in the blood of Jesus, their classrooms, their schools, in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children in the name of Jesus, on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus, Father God, on our spouses. promises on each and every one of us, oh God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, Oh, Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels guide us and protect us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, let your holy angels guide us. Let your holy angels protect us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, send your holy angels, oh God, holy angels that are assigned to each and every one of us individually. In the name of Jesus, oh God, holy angels assigned to this ministry, guide us and protect us, oh God. Holy angels that are assigned to our children and grandchildren, oh God. Be with them, guiding and protecting them, and doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, order our steps in the name of Jesus. We surrender totally to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to have your way in our lives. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Make the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what the Lord has done for us, oh God. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we cancel every generation of curse in the name of Jesus. Generation of bloodline curses, we cancel through the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose generation of blessings, oh God, to be activated and manifested in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fruit of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that some of the fruits are being developed. We thank you, Jesus, for the grace, oh God, greater grace in the name of Jesus, for the fruits of the Holy Spirit, oh God, to be activated in our lives and manifested, oh God, kindness, gentleness, patience, joy, love, oh God, peace, oh God, long suffering, oh God, yet goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let those fruits, oh God, mature, oh God, and reproduce, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy light shine in every area of our lives. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. Just want to welcome each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your own way. Have your own way in our lives. Be glorified. Be glorified, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You, Father, oh God, you are good. There's no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I want you to please turn your Bibles with me. Genesis chapter 4. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at Genesis chapter 4 because we're going to look at God is our shepherd. He watches over us. Hallelujah. And we shall not want. Hallelujah. So God, we're going to look at one of the first shepherds in the Bible. And it's in Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare again his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So we know that when God created the heavens and the earth in the book of Genesis, we know that God planted a garden and made man caretaker of the garden. When the sin took place, we know that God put them out of that area. And, of course, Adam and Eve had Cain first, the first son, and Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. And Cain was a tiller of the ground. Hallelujah. Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. So the Bible tells us of Cain bringing that fruit of the ground as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. When you take your time to read the Bible, there's a difference between verses 3 and 4 with the two brothers. What is the difference? The difference is he brought of the fruit of the ground. Of the fruit of the ground. Okay? He just brought the fruit of the ground. He didn't bring the first fruit of the ground. He brought of the fruit. So he didn't bring the first fruit. He didn't bring the best, the first and the best, because when you're giving God, you have to give him not only the fruit, but give him the best. Best fruit that you give him. And then we see that Abel, he brought the firstling of his flock, and the fat thereof. So not only that, he gave God the first of the flock and the fat thereof. When you see fat thereof, that means the sheep was really, he took time to pick the best to give God. I don't know about many people, but when I do give gifts to people, when I give gifts to people that I, you know, care for and love, and so if I'm going to give a gift to somebody, I will always give something that I particularly would, if I'm giving you a dress, it's something that I could wear. It's not something that I just went and picked up because I needed to give you a gift. If I'm giving you a perfume, I would give you something that I would use, something that I would like, unless you don't like. And most times, I always kind of have a way of asking people, not directly, but indirectly, what they like, because I like, you want that gift to be appreciated by that person. You just don't want to give them anything. If you love somebody, you want to give them the best. Yeah, sometimes we don't, many times we don't have that spirit of love and we don't really care. We just want to give something. Now, if you just want to give something to somebody, especially during this time, and these days you can just give them a gift certificate or something, or to go and buy their gift, or sometimes people give them, send them a cash app. I think, I personally think it's impersonable. Everybody, to each its own, you know. But when somebody, I like when somebody gave you a gift, they take time to pick it up. They don't pick up any kind of stuff. You know, they take time and they're so excited to ask you, have you received that? Do you like, you know, and they're very excited because they have given you something that they took time to pick out, and they just don't give you just anything. I prefer not to give anything than to just give somebody anything, because it doesn't make sense. If I'm using a special type, if I'm using a wear Michael Kors bag and those bags are, some of them are very expensive, depending on different quality. Why, if I'm wearing, why would I give you something that's not quality, that you will not like or wear? You know, those are the things, because I would take my time to give somebody something that I myself would like for. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Hallelujah. So I will try to do, and I know each of us try to do our best in every way we can, but we are just mere humans. And if somebody just gives you something, you know that you can tell that it's, there's no love in picking up that gift. It's just because they feel they have to give you something. And they wanted to be in the status quo to say, oh, I brought a gift. So they just pick up anything and give it to you. Or sometimes they give you something somebody else has given them. And they take it and give it to you because they don't want it, you know, because somebody, I'm talking about somebody else has given them and they don't want it. But when you care and you appreciate people, and you love people, you will try to give if you want to give. Giving is a choice. You know, even giving comes by choice. It's not compulsory, because when people do things compulsory and people force them to do things, they're doing it grudgingly, and they will not get the blessing from Almighty God. Amen? Because a gift is like a seed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and you want to do it the best, you know, the best way that you know how. You want to, even if you're cooking food for a person, you want to cook that food with love in it. You want to make sure you got everything. If you have a guest coming to your house, you want to make sure that you have everything you possibly can to make sure that your guest is comfortable, the food is right, the environment is clean and nice, and you want to make sure it is accommodating for your guests. Even so, that you want to give that, do something even more. Most times, the old people would keep certain things for a towel, special towels, a special sheets, or bedding, or whatever, a special food. And whatever, when their guests coming, and they want to make sure, up to this day, I still have certain things that for my guests, that my guests will use. And these are not cheap stuff. They're not going to use it, because if I'm not going to use a cheap towel, I'm not going to give my guests a cheap towel to use. No, I don't do that. Even when my pet mother passed away and we're in our house and people came to stay, my mother's room was the best room in the house, one of the best rooms in the house, and it had a bathroom and everything inside. And so if people would say, but why would you let someone stay in your mother's room, because it was the best? Some people would say, no, that person is not staying in my mother's room. No. Because they had a bathroom, and the bathroom was real good for the, you know, for the elderly, and I would give that instead of them climbing upstairs to the other master bedroom. We always, you know, we give the best. When you are alive, we still give the best. It might not be in her room, but it would be one of the best rooms in her house. Made sure everything was neat and ready for the guests. What am I saying to you? When it comes to giving, never be forced to give. Because when you force to give, even for birthdays, Christmas, whatever, you just pick out anything. Sometimes, and believe me, if you're picking out anything and giving to that person will tell you thank you and everything. But pretty much sure that person, when somebody else's birthday comes, it would take that and give it to the person, to another person. So when we give God, we give him the best. When we give our friends, we give our friends the best. You give your husband, You will give your husband the best. You give your grandchildren, your children. You want to give them the best. Now, if you have some, I have some grandchildren, and sometimes they mess things up, so you got to watch them, how you give them. But I'm not going to give them the worst. I'll give them the best and make sure they don't mess it up. God loves us. God gave us Jesus, the first fruit. Jesus is the first fruit. That's his fruit. That's his seed. Okay? To redeem us, to save us, so that we can come back into reconciled relationship with him. Always give God the best. Willingly. Not only when I'm not talking only about finances, money, seed, or thing. I'm talking about even your service. Even what you do for him. Do your best. People will spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And they will have, oh, yes, if their children are getting married or everything, they will spend thousands to spend to do for their children, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine, because if my child was married, I would do the same. But I can tell you, I will, anything I do for the Lord, where whatever it is, I will try to do my best. Even when we go to church, we try to wear our best clothes and our best is, hallelujah, to give God the best. We cannot beat God's giving. So, and then the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means you will not lack. I shall not want. He leadeth me pastures. He didn't take you to somewhere that where you will have something to eat. He makes you lie. He makes you rest. He restores your soul when you're going through different things. He said, rest, my dear. He gave you water to restore you, to restore your soul. And then he don't only lead you in one path. The Bible tells us in paths, in several paths of righteousness. That means paths of blessings, paths for his name's sake. That means whether we deserve it or not, because of his name's sake, because we are his sons and daughters, he for his name's sake. Our parents used to tell us, you're not spoiling my name by doing this. Your behavior, don't spoil my name the way you act. You will ask who your father or your mother, or sometimes you dress, no, you're not putting that on, you will spoil my name. But thank God, God said for his name's sake, our name, his name is imprinted on us. Hallelujah, for his name's sake. Then we walking through the valley. We're going through trials and tribulation, and he's right there with us. He's right there with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And this is how the shepherd go. The shepherd go. The sheep follows after the shepherd. And every shepherd asks anywhere, steady up on the shepherd. The shepherd know every sheep by name. He calls every one of them by their names. The sound, every sheep has a special name and a sound, and the shepherd knows. The shepherds stay and study the sheep. There are some sheep just like to run off. And the shepherd will study that sheep to make sure they don't become a predator to the animals next door. The shepherd washes over the sheep. Let David say, a bear. If one of the bear has his sheep, the lamb in the mouth, and David took that lamp out of the bear or the lion's mouth. Why? It's a representative. But that's what God does to us. Do you know many times we are in the lion's mouth? We are in the bear's mouth, the bear getting ready to put his teeth to kill us. But God comes through and takes us right out of, that's the shepherd I'm talking about, out of the bear's mouth or the lion's mouth. Because sheep are dumb. And this is how we are dumb. We don't even know what we do when we do this crazy stuff. But God, because of his grace and his mercy, he saves us. He protects us. Not only does he do all of that, even though we do not deserve it, but he loves us. He gives us the best. Then, not only that, he prepares a table. What I mean, prepares for you in the presence of your enemy. He blesses you right in front of your enemy. He prepares a table. The enemy sees that the Lord is blessing you right in front. He makes that table. He does the spread, prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. The enemy is there, but they cannot touch you. You're preparing a table, but it can't come near. You sit there at that table. You got favor upon favor. They can't do nothing. Nobody can curse who God has blessed. Unless you have an open door because you're doing things you're not supposed to do. No. No one can curse who God has blessed. And even when you're doing things out of the way, and the Holy Spirit bring you to remembrance, when you repent, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just when God finished preparing his beautiful table, you finish eating lavish stuff, then what he does, he anoints. He says, okay, anoint your head with oil. He releases an anointing upon you to empower you to move forward. He anoints my head with oil, my cup, brother, oil. He gave me an overflow. Overflow. The overflow, that means there's a lot of gifts and talents. Overflow of the anointing. He anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He just don't give you enough. Then he doesn't let you go. He has goodness on one side, the mercy. Father, you sometimes, but then the Bible says, all the days of your life. All the days of your life. That's the shepherd we have. That's the shepherd we have. The shepherd we have, he heals us. The shepherd we have, sit down with your children one day and let your children tell you some of the things that they've been through or what they are. You will see, even you don't even know the things God saved your children from or my children from. When the children begin to tell you, you almost want to close your ear. But it was God who was there for them to make the right choices. It was the Lord. They didn't even know they were going in traps. But God saved your children. Your children ate food that they were not supposed to eat that you had died. But God saved your children. Their children were doing things that they're not supposed to do. God saved them. God redeemed them. The same hard-headed children that they didn't want to go to church, God stepped in and turned their story around. He snatched victory out of what may seem a defeat. We serve an awesome God. We serve a wonderful God. We serve a mighty God. When you start learning in your life to give God the best of your time, the best of everything, let me tell you, you will not to him. Give him your best time, best service. People often wonder, oh, Apostle, why would you have a service at this, at the Mary and at this? The Lord, first of all, the Lord instructed me when I first started the ministry. So what? The Lord instructed me. And he provided. And he gave us favor. And those who have been to the services, in fact, that we have, we give God the best. Even when we decorate the best, when we act, everything we do, we are trying to do the best. I cannot beat God's giving. And I always say, and I tell other pastors this, faith, we must have faith and trust in Almighty God. I'm a lender. I'm lenders and not borrowers. Okay, if I need something, I say, oh, can I will simply send this or that if I need something, but I never depend on people to have something for the Lord. I don't do. If they can give, it's fine. Glory to God. If they can't give, it's fine. Because God knows that, Lord, I want to do this for you. I want to bring glory and honor to your name, oh God. Father God, I want to give you the best that I can. Not for impression, but to bring glory and your name. Father, provide for this prayer service. Father, provide for this Mother's Day event. Father, do this, do that. Well, I ask God, I take everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. And I remember you, somebody would come out and say, oh, Apostle Marco, I know a photographer. Okay, get the photographer, call the photographer, would give me a discount. I don't ask. God speaks to the heart of the photographer to give us a discount. And the photographer is great. The amount of pictures he gave us for each thing is more than 600-700 pictures. I haven't even posted many pictures. Okay, I remember the last time we needed a cake. I remember one of Allison's cousins did a cake. It was the best. It tasted good. And even way before that, I used to have the sigh again. If I do something for God, I do it the best. Hallelujah. You give God your best, and you come there to give him your best praise, your best worship. Hallelujah. If we're honoring people for Mother's Day or whatever time, it's not, I do not literally pick these people. If I send you a note, it is because God told me who to do, what to do, how to do it. Seek him in everything. Seek ye. And I ask him, and he comes into all these things. And people become blessed. See to you, even everything in your house, in your home, in your job, do your best. If you got to be a sweeper, be the best sweeper. Give your service. Let it be the best. Hallelujah. Don't just give God anything. He is our shepherd. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I don't have the time. But if I begin to say testimonies of this shepherd that I'm talking about, he and his name is Almighty God. Hallelujah. When headache, Lord, heal me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need to come on the prayer line. You want me to go on this prayer line. Lord, my head is hurting. I need healing in the name of Jesus. And I don't just lie there. I wake up and move around. I don't even take a pill. And by the time I start praying with you or worshiping, the headache gone. Give him the best. There's nothing I've asked God for that he has not given to me. Lord, I need to do something. I right now, I got some work to do, some prophetic words to give to a group. And Lord, and I will never give a prophetic word if the Lord hasn't told me. So I have only been able to do three. This morning, I got to do the rest of that if I can. God, I need a prophetic word for this person. What are you speaking about this person? Tell me, Lord, what do you want me to say to them to encourage them for the rest of the year? That's why when we do them, you know, so I always try to do the best. I'm not perfect, but I just try in my own way to do the best. We do the magazines. We do the best. Those magazines are top of the line. We don't even get the money we pay for the magazine. Because if I really sell those magazines according to what is the amount that we pay to make it, make those magazines, my God, we lose profit on that. We don't even have profit on it because I tell the people the best paper, the best this. By the time they add up everything, one magazine or they will make it, depending on the amount of magazine, the average cost of one will not be $25 that I pay for it. To the printer, I will pay maybe $30, $40, $50. So when I give it to you for $25, including shipping, you get it practically for free. But I still have to give God the best. My brothers and sisters, let this year be every service you do for God, everything you do for God. Do not be like Cain. Let your offering be acceptable to him. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Help us to do everything we do. Let us do it the best that we can. We thank you for the first fruit of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. You gave us your best. God, you didn't give us your best cleaning and murmuring. No. You gave us your best. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I mean it when you say that prayer. You say it. Is he your shepherd? Then you say it. Strong covenants, knowing that he is your shepherd. Let's say it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, oh, his goodness and mercy shall follow me, is following me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number three, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Number four, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not mourn. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. Number five, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the last one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this service. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for your goodness. Lord, we cannot thank you enough. We give you all glory and honor. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. God bless each and everyone. It is well. In Jesus' name. Amen.